Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky has become a beautiful deep blue. In a circular pattern overhead, I can see, it looks almost like the outline of a framing of a medal, almost. There is a circular framing all about the sky, and with a border of about an inch and a half of what appears to be crystal diamond material, I guess they're diamonds, forming a whole circular pattern about the sky. Directly in the center, I can see Our Lady coming forward. She looks very beautiful. Our Lady has her hands extended out like this, and she's holding the rosary in her right hand, and in her left hand she has a long brown scapular. Our Lady is dressed all in white, a most beautiful white, a clear white. I cannot express the color of the white other than to say it looks like sugar, the white, the coloring of sugar. Our Lady has on a very full gown, and it's quite windy because the skirts are blowing. There's a mantle all about Our Lady's head, and it cascades down to her feet. On the border of the mantle, there is about an inch of coloring. It's like a gold metallic trim all about the bordering of Our Lady's mantle. Now, Our Lady is taking her rosary, and she's kissing the crucifix like this, and extending the rosary out with the crucifix, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is looking all about her now. She's placing the rosary within the folds of her belting. And Our Lady now is making a cross-like pattern of her hands across her chest like this. She's crossing her hands like this. I can still see the pattern of the outline of the scapula held in her left hand. Now Our Lady is touching her lips with her first finger, which means to listen and repeat. My child, if you remember, I have counseled you in the past that all would remain secret until the proper moment. Now, I give you this knowledge, my child, for all mankind to listen to and understand. In the city of Rome, there will be great confusion and trial. Satan, Lucifer, in human form, entered into Rome in the year 1972. He cut off the role of the Holy Father. Pope Paul the Sixth. Lucifer has controlled Rome and continues this control now. And I tell you, my children, unless you pray and make my counsel known to all of the ruling fathers of the eternal city of Rome, my son's church, his house, would be forced into the catacombs. A great struggle lies ahead for mankind. The eventual outcome is for good of all. For this trial in my son's church will be a true proving ground for all the faithful. Many Latter-day Saints shall rise out of the tribulation. My child and my children, I need not repeat to you the necessity to retain tradition. It was like a valve, a safeguard from the eruption of my son's church, a schism, a division within my son's house upon earth. I cry unto you, your mother, as I hasten back and forth, bringing you the message, the counsel from heaven. You must recognize bishops, cardinals, and pastors. You must recognize what is happening now in my son's house. There is being rebuilt before your very eyes another religion, another church of man. No angels are helping in this building. My children, do not become discouraged. When you meet with trial, you will say, my Jesus, my confidence. I wish all of you to go forward as saints of the latter days, disciples of my son, and bring the message from heaven to all. Do not become discouraged along the way by those who scoff at you or reject this message. Believe me, my children, when I say to you that my own will know me. Your mission now, my children, is to give each and everyone you meet with this message, regardless of race, color, or creed. The message I bring from heaven is for all mankind. Terrible judgments shall be set upon your world. These judgments will not consider race, creed, or religion. Oh, my children, I will not go into a long discourse now with you about charity and love for your neighbor. But you must understand, you cannot judge your neighbor. You must pray for them. However, never. You cannot become weak and permissive. You must stand forth as bearers of the light, carriers of the truth. You have been given by your baptism entrance into the only true religion upon earth, the Roman Catholic Church under my son Jesus. Though man in his arrogance and pride has forgotten his role and his rule, you must carry it forward. Retain the faith and the truth in the hearts of mankind. Yes, my children, I cannot bring you erroneous discourse with words of happiness and cheer at this time. I can only give you the facts of what has taken place. The present conditions in the world, in my son's church, and in Rome have been well promoted by Lucifer and his agents. His power is great, but you can always break his rule with prayer and penance. My children, prayer, atonement, and sacrifice, I beg of you. For many shall die upon earth. Death shall become commonplace. Already there will be loosed upon you an epidemic of great proportion, taking many lives. Will you not wake up from your slumber and understand that the Eternal Father gives you warning upon warning? Have you hardened your hearts to the existence of your God? No man shall place himself above the Eternal Father, his God. No man shall control life and death, though there are murderers among you. Much is permitted by the Eternal Father, but no evil is ever triumphant. My children, you do not learn from your errors. Do you not see what you are doing in your quest for peace and security? You are stockpiling armaments for the world's destruction. You are gathering riches for security, but they are materialistic riches. Nothing spiritual is going in for your welfare. Many of you, and many who now hear my counsel, will be removed from the earth soon. Death shall be commonplace in your streets. My children, I do not come to you or send among you prophets of doom, but I send among you prophets with truth of what is to be. So come out of your slumber, pastors. You have the greatest responsibility as leaders of my son's sheep to save them. Save their souls. And you will also save their bodies. Destroy their souls, and their bodies shall also die. Think and ponder upon this counsel, O pastors. The time is growing short for your reprieve. My child, you will continue sending the mission on its way. You will receive much help in the future. I cannot promise you physical health, my child, but I can promise you a great reward from the Eternal Father, if you persevere upon your mission. Our Lady is taking the rosary from about her waist and extending the beautiful golden crucifix in front of her like this, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now the sky is opening up, and I can see another couple, a lady and a man, coming down from the back of the sky. Oh, I know they are. He's dressed all in brown, the man. I know St. Joseph. St. Joseph is there. Oh, and there's the Blessed Mother's mother. Oh, look. Oh. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, they look so loving. It's so wonderful to see them together. Oh, now they're looking about. And I can see St. Joseph now. He's moving over to the right. And he has, the first time I've noticed, that he has a long staff in his hand. He's placing it in his left hand now. And he's pointing up to the sky. And written in the sky is 666. And under it, a moon. But it's not quite a half moon. It looks like a quarter moon. But it is a moon, definitely a moon, shaded in darkness until it makes like a quarter moon. And the 666 is blazing red in the sky, very, very heavy red. Oh, my, oh, my. My. It's very, I don't know whether to feel frightened. Now the 666 is beginning to fade out. Oh, and St. Joseph now is putting his staff into his right hand now, and he's floating over. He doesn't walk. He also floats like Our Lady and Jesus do. He's floating over now to Our Lady and her mother. And now they're looking over to the left side of the sky. That would be their right side, and they're pointing upward. And oh my goodness, they're pointing up in the sky. And there's a very large cross up there, a crucifix, and oh, I can see Jesus on the cross, living. Oh, but he's suffering terribly. I can see his head covered with the crown of thorns. I mean, covered. It goes down to his forehead and covers his whole head, and there's blood running down his face. And he's in terrible pain. But now, rising above the cross is a bishop's mitre, a large bishop's mitre. And now I hear a voice coming from the right. St. Joseph is saying, "The mystical body of Christ is now passing through its passion. The mystical body of Christ is now passing through its passion." Now, it's like there's an evaporation of the whole scene. I can see the cross with Jesus on it now. It's though the sky has closed in. Oh. And now Our Lady is standing there with her mother and father. And she's smiling. And now she's motioning for me to be seated. "You will take an additional photograph, my child."
Very deep pink in color. It's a beautiful one.
warm color. I can't explain it. I haven't seen this color, this pink, anywhere upon Earth. It's so beautiful. It gives you such a wonderful glow just to be looking into it. Now, over a little, not through the center, but over on the right side of the sky, I can see a tremendous pinpoint of light coming through the sky. And the sky is opening up now, just as though some type of light has penetrated and opened the sky clear up. Jesus is coming forward. I can see him very clearly now. He's a small figure. He's traveled quite a distance, it appears. But I can see Jesus now. He's coming through the light. It's becoming circular now, the light, and it seems to be like pushing the clouds back in the sky. Oh, it's magnificent to see. He's flowing forward. He's not walking. He just stands still, and he's carried forward. And Jesus has on a beige type of gown. It's very loose, and it has a belting of... looks like a tan type of skin. It's lighter this time than I saw him in the last time, the belting about his gown. He has a burgundy-colored cape on, and now I notice that the cord is a gold color that ties just under his neck, under his chest. His beard, he has a very short beard, Jesus. It covers the cording a little as he's looking down. His hair is blowing very freely. In the light now, it appears that Jesus has reddish-brown hair. It could be sort of a medium brown, but I don't know if it's the reflection from the cape or the lights, the beautiful light that just comes out from within Jesus, too. I can't explain it. It seems to come from inside, from out, just glowing. And now Jesus is extending, he's coming over now across the sky and standing directly over Our Lady's statue. Now he's pulling his robe about him, it's quite windy. He's extending his three fingers out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is looking about and he's touching now his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, I was greatly amused, my child, at your not recognizing Joachim. However, we try to give you a good example of true family life. The husband, the wife, the mother, the father. I say this because we are in great sorrow over the number of families that have been torn apart with discord. Much of this suffering within the homes has come because of sin in the hearts of the family. My child and my children, make it known to all that the road to heaven was never easy, but you can make it much easier upon yourselves and your families if you follow the rules, if you follow the commandments from the Eternal Father. The changes that we see taking place in my house and upon earth are not good for many, many souls are falling into hell. And a great measure of responsibility now is with those who had been called to the holy orders, who have given themselves to represent me upon earth. Shall I say that I have found many Judases now within my house? Cannot this situation be changed? There is only one way that this can be stopped, this evil that has seeped into my house and into the hearts of all mankind. You must stop now. You are seeking for change and novelty. You must restore my church to its former glory. Admit your error. Do not conceal this with pride and arrogance. Remember, there was the time when it was necessary to cast Lucio and his followers from heaven. Lucifer, who now goads you on to hell with him upon earth, he had to be cast from heaven because he too became prideful and arrogant, seeking to make himself another living God. This cannot be done. You cannot be above your Creator. No man can live forever in the body upon earth. And when he comes before us in the spirit, he will be judged for the time he has spent upon earth. If he has not worked for the salvation of his soul and for the glory of heaven, he will be condemned to hell. Many mitres, bishops, are leading the narrow road and turning off onto a wide road that is leading them to hell. They start with all good intentions and then they lose the road. I gave you a simple plan with the construction of my house, my church upon earth. But now you want to reform it until you will split my house asunder with many denominations, many new denominations. I ask that my church be universal, apostolic, and the saver of souls. However, there are rules to be followed, doctrines to remain unchanged, tradition to be withheld. My children, you must now stop these innovations. You have become purveyors of error. You are not bringing the Gospels and the truth to my children, my sheep. Tradition must be held. It is the strongest factor within the building of my church. I am the foundation, but tradition must be continued. The rules, the tradition were given for a reason. You were given a plan to follow. You know the truth. You are withholding the truth from my sheep. You are changing the truth for your own reasons. And this reasoning is not guided by the light, but by the spirit of darkness. Pastors, when you stand before me, will you say, will you be able to say that your teaching has been pure in my sight? I shall say, remove yourselves from me, O vermin, because as teachers you have used and misused your role to destroy the sheep and scatter the sheep. I give, as your God, a warning to all bishops and cardinals to stop, hasten to review the past. The fruits have been rotten, and I am about to shake you from the vine. Do not starve my sheep. There are many sheep to gather. The pastures are rich, but the sheep grow thin. They are starving for the spirit of light. My children, my little ones, and I say little ones, not because of your size or your stature, but because you have listened to the counsel from heaven and become one of the drops in the ocean that shall spread out and assimilate into the heart of mankind to prevent the full capitulation fall of Rome to the Antichrist. There is now formed in your country a legion of my mother, the Blue Berets. You will understand fully in time why this was developed in your country. My children, you will keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your world. Your countries, your nations are in grave danger. Do not become complacent or lethargic, my children. There is no time to cast aside the truth, covering it with all optimism. My mother did not come to you as a prophet of doom, but she came to you from heaven with a message of reality and what is to take place upon the earth. You will listen to her, for I assure you, my children, very soon there will be much gnashing and teeth and woe set upon the earth. Pray a constant vigilance of prayers in your homes. Caution your children and your family members to wear their sacramentals. They must not be without a sacramental about their necks. In time, you will understand fully the reason for this. Now Jesus is extending his hand like this, with his three fingers extended and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady and Saint Joseph and Joachim and Anne are coming down from the right side of the sky. I didn't see them standing over there, but they look so wonderful, so happy. And there's a feeling of unison. I can't understand, I can't describe it in words, such a beauty of being together. And they're very close, knitted as a family. And they're coming over across the sky now, and they're nodding to Jesus, and he's smiling very beautifully at them. Now they're floating over. They don't walk either. They just float across the sky, and they're standing next to Jesus. Now they're all going across the sky to the left, and they're looking down. Oh, now I just noticed something. Our Lady has a beautiful gold crown on her head now, a small circlet of what appears to be diamonds and rubies. They're red and white and green. I guess they're emeralds. A beautiful crown on Our Lady's head, a very narrow circlet about her head over her, you know, mantle. Oh, it's just beautiful. I believe it's gold. It looks like it's gold, the crown. Now Jesus and Our Lady and Joachim and Anne and St. Joseph, they're going across over to the left side, our left side, their right, and now Jesus is bending down. It's quite windy because the skirts are blowing. Jesus is extending his hand and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the eternal Father in the Spirit of light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. They are sorely needed. I have to comment on seeing Our Lady and Jesus, Joachim and Anne and St. Joseph. You know, the odd thing about them was that of everyone that I have seen from heaven, they look very solid. St. Joseph and Joachim and Anne and Our Lady and Jesus, they looked as solid and human as you and I. There must be a reason for it. When I saw Padre Pio, he was kind of transparent, like looking through a negative. It's the only way I can explain it. And St. Teresa also, she was very... except 1968, when I first saw her, she was quite just as human, only her face, though. I could only see her face in 1968. The rest was kind of in darkness, but it wasn't out of place. It just felt that that's all you could see was her face when she first appeared. And she looked solid then, her face, but when she has appeared with her sisters, and Our Lady and Jesus, she looked kind of willoughby, like smoky looking. But Our Lady and Jesus and St. Joseph and Joachim and Anne, they're the only ones that I can remember that looked really like solid. Like, you know, really human-like.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.